really getting old now.
老啦。
I had a bad knee. I don't know what happened to it.
不晓得怎么回事，我的这个膝盖有点问题。
We're happy to be here this morning, and we want to wish you a wonderful Easter.
我们实在是有一个很美的一个复活节，高兴大家每一个人在这里。
This is the favorite time of the year for me.
复活节是我一年里面我最喜欢的节日。
So as we look in the Word of God this morning, let's look at 2 Corinthians 5:7, just a phrase on it.
我们要来看神的话，我们看哥林多后书第五章。哥林多后书第五章。哥林多新约，哥林多后书第五章。我们只看一节，第七节。哥林多后书第五章第七节，很简单的两句话，我们关到一起来念来。因我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
This is the basic of all of our belief.
这是我们信仰的一个最根基的一点。
We walk by faith, not sight.
所以呢，我们是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
I want to talk to you this morning about the empty Easter promises.
那今天我要讲的是这个空坟墓的应许。
There was a young man who lived in a very affluent neighborhood.
那曾经有一个年轻人呢，他有一个很有钱的邻居。
And always when they graduated from high school, they would get a new car.
对不起啊，这个年轻人他们家很有钱，然后呢，他们家有一个习性，就说呢，当你要毕业的时候呢，就会得到一部新车子。
So this young man and his father, they went car hunting and he looked and looked until he found just the one he wanted.
所以父子两个人在孩子毕业以前就去一直找这些新车的车行呢，要找一部他喜欢的车子。
Well, finally graduation day came.
毕业典礼到了。
And after graduation, the father gave him a gift.
结果在这个毕业典礼之后呢，父亲就递给这个儿子一份礼物。
It was a Bible.
竟然是一本圣经。
Not a car.
不是一部车子。
He was so mad.
他心里很生气。
He threw the Bible down and he walked out the door and he didn't come back for a long time.
他一生气就把这个圣经一甩呢，就出去了，而且很久都没有回来看爸爸。
And it was going over periods of months. He was so upset about what his father had done. He felt like it was a promise, but he didn't fulfill his promise.
为了这个事情，那种失望呢，让他好几个月都非常的不高兴，因为他认为爸爸答应他的竟然食言，所以他很不高兴。
And then his father died.
后来父亲有一天死了。
How badly he felt.
他心里面当然觉得很愧疚。
He went back to the house.
他就回到父亲的家。
After the funeral and after a little while, he began to look through some of his father's things.
在父亲的这个葬礼举行完之后呢，他开始在爸爸的房间里面过目一些东西。
And there he saw the Bible his father had given.
看到那一本爸爸给他的这本圣经。
He didn't throw it down now.
那现在呢，他可不会丢下去。
He held it very close to it.
他紧紧地抱着这本圣经。
And then he opened it up to begin to look through it.
当他从圣经里面呢，从头这样翻一翻的时候。
And as he opened it up, he saw a cashier's check.
竟然在里面的一个夹页里面呢，看到一张支票。
For the amount of money for the car.
那个支票的数目刚好是买一部车子的钱。
In some ways, as we look at Easter, and we see that this is the time of the fulfilling of what God wants to give us.
复活节就是神把它放在他的话里面，要在这个时候来答应我们他的应许。
The first thing I want to talk to you about is the empty cross.
首先我们来看这个空的十字架。
Of course, we well know that Christ hung on that cross.
当然，耶稣钉过十字架。
That he went through some terrible agony.
他经过 经历一些很痛苦的过程。
That before he hung on the cross, he was in the garden under terrible agony there.
事实上，从他在钉十架之前的那个克西马尼园里面，他就开始经历那个痛苦。
I was reading an article that talked about the fact that maybe Jesus was sensing some fear in the garden.
有人用这样的文章描写说，是不是耶稣在这个克西马尼园里面呢，有一些害怕、惧怕
？Satan has a way of bringing fear and darkness to those he's tempting.
魔鬼有一种伎俩，就是把这种害怕，让你呢放在你的心里面。
And someone said maybe that's why he got up and went back and forth to his disciples. He wanted somebody there.
有人就说，大概耶稣很害怕，所以他就来回的几次回去看门徒，又回去祷告。
But there was no one.
但是不是的。
Now we see he is hanging on the cross.
那他真的是到后来上了十字架。
What does the cross mean to us, friends?
到底十字架对我们是什么意思呢？
Well, you see, it began a long time ago.
事实上是啊，早回溯到很久以前。
God is in His heart wanted to make man.
神的心意要造人。
And He wanted them to be not angels.
但是他不要只造天使。
So he said, "Let us make them in our image, so that we would be children."
所以神要造的是像有神的形象的人。
He made us for a purpose.
他造人是有目的的。
Not to give out tracts, not to preach.
他造人的目的不是发福音单张或者是在台上讲道。
He made us, as Ephesians said, he made us holy.And without blame in love.
如果你注意看《以弗所书》第一章，告诉我们在还没有创世之前，神拣选我们、造我们的目的是让我们成为圣洁，在爱里面没有瑕疵。
Revelation the fourth chapter said He made us to please Him.
启示录第四章告诉我们说，我们啊按着他的心意要讨他欢心被造的。
Some of you parents understand that, don't you?
父母亲可以了解这句话吧
？That when your children does something.Very good, and it brings sort of honor, and it just pleases you.
当孩子们他们很荣耀你的时候，他们做一些好的啊行为的时候，你非常的欢心。
But even without the honor, sometimes it's just looking at that little child, and it looks up to you and grabs your finger and smiles that first real smile.
不需要什么很大的对你的给你荣誉，只要你牵着那个手，他对你微笑，你都很欢心了。
You see, that's why God made man.
就是为什么神造人要讨他的欢心。
He didn't make man to go to the moon. He made man to be a part of His image that would someday go further than the moon.
神造人不是只要到啊月球去，他是要造我们比月球还高的，就是跟他在一起。
And so when Adam was born.When Adam was created, he was created holy, without blame in his love toward God, and for the pleasure of his Father.
当亚当被造的时候，他是被造的很完美的，在他的对神的爱里面是没有瑕疵的，而且是要被造来讨神欢心的。
He said, "Adam, name the animals."
他跟亚当说：“你把这些名字啊，动物的名字取一取。”
You see, God had been making, God had been creating, and now he wanted his man to do something.
神造了人之后呢，他开始吩咐这个人来做一些事情。
And we see them in the garden as they have their communion with Him. No doubt, as is said in the part where
神造了人之后，也在这个园子里面跟神有这种交通、有沟通的关系。
So we see then that man was then doing what God made him to do.
所以基本上神造了人之后是要人去做神要他们做的事情。
But man came up to temptation.
但是人面对诱惑引诱。
And they sinned.
后来他们就犯了罪。
When they sin, something happened to them.
当人犯罪的时候呢，就事情就不一样了。
They did not drop dead physically.
基本上他们不是马上倒闭死，不是这样子的。
Something was gone.
而是里面呢消失了，有东西
消失了。That made them realize they were naked.
那马上这个犯罪之后的。
And ashamed of it because they wanted to cover it.
第一个反应呢是一种羞耻，他们看到自己的这种啊赤身露体这种羞耻，马上想要去掩饰。
They had never felt that way before.
人以前不需要掩饰的，现在需要掩饰了。
And then fear gripped them.
马上害怕就来了。
Fear. For God,
对神的惧怕。
Fear that they hid themselves from God.
惧怕的时候呢，我们就会躲藏。
When God found them, He punished them.
当然，神把他们叫出来，然后处罚，做错事要处罚。
Something, there was a greater punishment than when He punished the man and said, "You're going to have to work by the sword."
但是在这个啊，对人也好，对于亚当夏娃，他们都有个自己的处罚，他们要流汗满面，那比这个啊更重要的。
They stood there afraid of God.
他们在那里惧怕神
，recognizing that something was tremendously wrong with them.
他们已经体验到里面已经不一样了，已经啊、不对了。
And now we see that God has to curse them.
所以他们被神咒诅。
But he had already.
因为在这个之前呢，一犯罪呢，神就离开了他们。
They died spiritually.
他们的灵里面是死的。
Something happened in their soul.
他们的灵里面有了变化。
And now we see that as God curses them, and as I've often told you, there comes a time He cursed the animal. He said, "Now you're going to have to walk, or you're going to have to go on your belly and eat dust."
当然，这个啊、做错事的每一个，包括这个蛇亚当夏娃都被咒诅，这个蛇要在地上爬。
He said something else. He said, "For the seed of the woman is going to bruise your head."You may bruise his heel, but he's going to bruise your head.
接下去讲一句话非常的奇怪哈，他说我要叫你的后裔跟女人的后裔彼此为仇，然后女人后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
Now the first Adam had now displeased God. He wasn't holy. He wasn't loving God. He wasn't pleasing God.He was directly doing the opposite of all of that, and now the first Adam has failed his test.
神所造的第一个亚当呢，完全违背了神造人的这个啊目的。比如说呢，他要人对他是无有没有瑕疵的，他是圣洁的，他是完美的，而且他要讨神欢心的。这一切呢，亚当都全部都破坏了。
But before the foundations of the earth, the Son of God was.To be the second Adam.
但是神让他的儿子到世上来成为第二个亚当。
You see, that's why we argue sometimes. Was he human or was he divine?
有时候我们有这样子的一个啊、疑惑，说到底神耶稣到世上来是带着人性，还是带着神性呢？
You see, he was made just like the first Adam.
但是你要记得，圣经告诉我们，他就是跟亚当一样，他是末后的亚当，一样是人。
The seed was the Holy Spirit as he brought life, eternal, as he brought the divinity, he brought the Jesus to the womb of the woman. But he was made in flesh.
是神圣灵的感孕，借着童女的这样生下来的，但是他是。道成肉身的神。
You say, but he was holy. Jesus was holy.
或许你说耶稣他是圣洁的，他是神。
So was Adam.
亚当不是也被造很圣洁吗？
Adam was created holy.
亚当被造的时候是完全的，是爱神的，是圣洁的，是讨神欢心的。
But he sinned.
但是他犯罪了。
And now on that Christmas morning that we think about, there came another baby, another flesh.That was holy.
但是在几千年后，就是圣诞耶稣降生的日子呢，同样的这一位神的后裔，他降生了，也是圣洁的。
That loved God with all of his heart.
他全心的爱神。
Blameless in love.
没有瑕疵。
And he pleased his father.
他讨父亲，讨父神的欢心。
We see him now as he lives his life and he comes to the 30th year of his life when his ministry is pushed out.
在他的三年的当中，在世上呢，他到处行走，要来做这个事工。
Remember, he was man just like Adam.
记得他跟亚当是一样的，是人，他
带着完全的人性。And he faced Satan just like Adam.
同样的，他面对魔鬼的引诱也跟亚当一样。
When he was hungry in the desert after 40 days of fasting, and the devil said, "Make that stone into bread."
当耶稣禁食40天之后，非常的饿，然后面对。啊，这个石头，然后魔鬼就试探他了。如果你就把它变成，你可以把它变成饼来吃。他很饿。
See, he was telling Jesus to do something that Jesus could do.
那 魔鬼事实上是叫耶稣做他能做得到的事情。
But he would not obey Satan in any area.
但是耶稣他不会落入魔鬼的圈套，他不会听魔鬼叫他做，他就去做。
He said, "I've been tempted in all points, just like you."
所以耶稣告诉我们说，你们所试过啊、受过的试炼跟试探，我都受过。
But I overcame.
但是我得胜了，我胜过了。
And this is the same thing, my friends. Here we have the second Adam that was able to live in the flesh.And still be holy, and still had his,there would be no blame in his love, and still please God.
现在我们有第二个，就是末后的亚当，就是耶稣呢，他完全没有瑕疵，完全的讨神的欢心，而且他顺服神。
It was God that said when Jesus was baptized.He, from the sky, he said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased."
当耶稣施洗被啊受洗的时候呢，上面有声音这样说：“这是我所喜悦的，这是让我欢心的儿子。”
Just before Jesus went to the garden, he prayed to the Father and he said, "I have done all that you sent me to do."
当耶稣走到最后的行程，到了这个啊，在要离开之前的祷告，他说：“我已经父啊，我已经完成你。”托付我要做的了。
This last Adam,
这一位末后的亚当
performed what God had wanted the first Adam to do.
表达出了完成了第一个亚当神想要他完成的。
So that man could realize that he could be holy.
好，让我们知道我们可以成为圣洁。
That he could love without blame.
我们可以爱神没有瑕疵。
That he could please God.
我们可以讨神的欢心。
But that wasn't enough.
这样还没有，还不够。
The second Adam was put on the cross.
第二个亚当，这个末后的亚当在十字架上。
Because some things had to be done.
因为一定要这样行。
Because of the first Adam in sin.
只因为第一个亚当他犯错。
Number one, we had to be redeemed.
首先，我们这些人需要被拯救。
The word of God tells us, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but you have been redeemed by the precious blood."
圣经的话告诉我们，我们被救赎回来，被拯救，被买赎回来，不是借着那会坏的银子或金子，而是借着耶稣的宝血把我们救回来。
What does redeem mean?
什么叫做救赎呢
？It means being bought back.
就是买回来。
One time it was mine, but either it was stolen or something happened, but I had to pay something to get it back.
本来就是我的，可是因为呢，我可能把它当掉了，或把它失掉了，所以呢，我必须要再付一些代价把它买回来。
And you and I were taken from God by Satan and sin, but it was Jesus Christ that paid the price that could bring us back.To God.
我们已经在魔鬼的手中，我们属于魔鬼的了。那耶稣呢，需要付出那个赎价，把我们从魔鬼的手中买赎回来。
Remember, man did a terrible thing. When he turned from God, he did a terrible thing.
你知道吗？当人转移，就是犯罪的时候呢，做了一件很可怕的事。
The creation threw into the face of the Creator his own will.
Okay, 他等于是呢，当亚当犯罪的时候，等于是呢，对于这个创造被创造的这个呢，对于那个创造他呢，做一个很大的一个违背。
In First John, it tells us this. Let's look at First John 2.
约翰一书，我们后面看约翰一书，往后面看约翰一书。第二章第二节，亚当他犯罪的时候，等于说我们把神推开了。现在约翰一书第二章第二节，这里告诉我们，他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪，他为我们做了挽回祭。
God had to be appeased.
神需要再一次挽回，我们需要再一次挽回他的心。
Someone had to make amends for what Adam did.
那等于说亚当没有做到的，需要有人去帮他做到好，让神的心可以转回来。
And this is what Jesus, the second Adam,
这个是末后的亚当，第二个亚当所做的，挽回神的心。
And the terrible things that he went through.It appeased, he atoned for what Adam had done.
他需要为着亚当所做的，全人类所做的，付上这么大的代价，经过这么大的一个凌迟跟痛苦，来挽回神的心。
Second Corinthians 5:21, he did something else.
刚才我们念的格林多后书第五章。格林多后书第五章二十一节。刚才我们第一次念的《哥林多后书》第五章二十一节，第五章二十一节，《哥林多后书》第五章二十一节，好，我们一起来念：神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
He became our substitute.
他代替我们，替我们的罪。
Instead of myself having to pay for my sin.
本来是我自己要去受处罚的。
Having to be cast away from God.
本来是我自己要被神驱赶走的。
Having to spend eternity in hell.
是本来是我这个人需要在永火里面，那个永远的灭亡里面被
Jesus became our substitute.
耶稣替了我们的位置。
There was a story told one time of a man who was drafted.But a friend of his said he would take his place.
那曾经有一个人呢，愿意代替另外他的朋友，去当兵去当兵。
And so the man took his friend's place.
所以呢，那个朋友就代替他去当兵。
And he was accepted as a substitute.
那他就被接受说可以替他做替身去当兵。
But in the war, his friend got killed.
但是呢，没有想到这个朋友代替他当这个朋友就死在战场。
And they sent him a letter saying they were going to draft him again.
那最后呢，又送了一封信来 the person, the okay. 然后一样的，这个人又要被就征兵了。
But he sent an appeal to the government.
他就呢回送了一封信。
He said, I sent someone in my place, and he took my.
他说呢，我已经有人代替我去那里了，所以我的位置有人代替的时候，不应该再叫我去。
He said the service of my substitute was really my service.
所以那个替我去的人就一定是我的位置了，说你不应该再叫我去。
And they found that he was right.
那这个他们就后来就发现说这是对的。
And you see when Jesus took my place on the cross.
当耶稣在十字架上代替我们的时候
，It was for me.
是为我，为你。
It was for my place.
是为我的位置，替我的位置。
It was for your place.
是替你的位置。
He became your substitute.
他成为你的替身，代替你的罪。
And then he reconciled us to God.
而且他让我们跟神和好了。
When the first Adam sinned, God left man.
第一个亚当犯罪的时候，神离开他。
But when the second Adam gave his life on the cross, he was able then to bring God back to man.
第二个亚当，末后的亚当，他在十字架上的时候，把神跟人再次把他复合拉在一起。
And I'm talking about a personal relationship with God.
那这个是指到我们跟神的关系。
So we see on the cross, he was able to draw the hand of God and the hand of man.
就在十字架上，好像看到耶稣的一手拉着天父的手，然后把人的手拉到他的手中复合了。
It's marvelous. I love this reconciliation.
非常奇妙，我非常喜欢我们跟神和好这样的真理。
After Jesus rose from the dead, he met Mary Magdalene.
当耶稣复活的时候呢，他第一个见到抹大拉的玛利亚。
He said, "Go tell the disciples."
他说呢，去告诉我的门徒。
That I am going to my God and your God.
因为我要去看我的神，就是你的神。
To my Father and your Father.
我要去见我的父亲，就是你的父亲。
He was able to reconcile you and I back.To God.
所以主耶稣有能力把我们人跟父神让我们可以和好。
When Jesus breathed his last, he cried out, "It is finished."
在最后，耶稣的一口气，他喊出说：“成了。”
Our penalty was paid.
我们的赎价已经付了。
On that cross that day.
那一天在十字架上。
Was there that his blood was spilled for our salvation?
他的宝血原是为了拯救我们而流。
You know, before that day, before he was on the cross, before he paid our debt, if God was to open a book and look at each other, each of our names, he would have said guilty.
你知道吗
？Because of the blood of Jesus Christ.
你知道吗？就在耶稣在十字架钉十字架之前。如果神打开我们的名册的话，每一个人都是没有希望的，都是有罪的。
He now writes forgiven.
但是这个死罪变成每一个都是被赦免，
That's、
被赦。
The empty cross.
所以呢，这个十字架成为一个空的十字架。
That's what it meant to us.
那就是为什么十字架对我们有那么大的意义。
That's what the passion that you saw in the film. That's what it was.
那就是为什么我们看了这个基督受难的这样的一个祭事的时候呢，是那么的感动。
The second Adam had pleased God.
因为末后的亚当，第二个亚当已经讨神欢心了。
So that through the blood of Jesus, you and I.
借着耶稣的宝血来讨神，挽回神的心。
Then there was the empty tomb.
接下来我们要看这个空的坟墓。
Empty promise of the tomb. What is it?
那这个啊，答应我们这个坟墓会是空的，到底是什么啊这样的应许呢
？Let's look at the ladies as they travel back to take care of him, and to fix him up.
我们来回想一下，那个时候有几个妇女呢？一大早，第三天一大早就带着啊膏油要去啊坟墓来膏抹耶稣的尸体。
Maybe they passed by the area where the crosses were stacked.
他们可能走过那个挂在那里的十字架。
And now they were going to the tomb.
走向耶稣的坟墓。
And they said something. Who's going to move that stone?
他彼此有这样的想法跟商量，说谁帮我们挪开那么大的一个石头？
Some say that
堵住那个墓口的
石头。Those stones were about 2,000. They were very large stones to cover the mouth. It's about 2,000 pounds.
他说。这个有人说呢，这个石头，这个堵住坟墓，这个不是像我们要埋在下面哈，是一个墓洞哈。这个堵住这个墓洞那个石头大概有2000磅。
But suddenly they felt the earth shake.
可是呢，没有想到发生了地震。
They didn't know what it was.
不晓得怎么回事，怎么发生地震
？But they kept on going.
他们就继续的走。
And when they got there, they saw the empty tomb.
没有想到竟然看到一个空的坟墓。
The soldiers were all unconscious.
那些啊，在外面守的看守那些兵丁呢，都已经躺在地上。
The stone had been moved.
那个墓洞的这个洞，这个石头已经被滚开了。
The angel sat there in all of his glowing glory.
这一位里面发光的天使，非常的明亮，坐在那里。
Jesus was gone.
耶稣不在了。
He had risen.
他已经复活了
Just like he said he would do.
就像他自己说过的，他要复活
The empty tomb is the promise that we can have eternal life.
空的坟墓是告诉我们，神答应我们给我们永恒的生命，永生。
How marvelous that is!
多么奇妙啊！
We fear death at times.
我们很怕死，
因
为我们有人性，我们很惧怕死。
The unknown.
因为不确定的。
We really do, and we don't know what we, you know. We believe, but sometimes there is that fear.
甚至有时候你是相信的，可是呢，里面还是怕，对不对
？But you know, he said, "Perfect love cast out."
但是完全的爱可以把惧怕拿走。
And blessed are those who are waiting for his coming.
如果你是那一位，心里面预备好在等着主再来的人，你是有福的。
And blessed is the death of one of his children.
Yeah.
They go home.
也我们也看到说神的儿女呢即使我们经过死亡这个世上的死亡我们也是受祝福的因为我们要回家
We have hope.
我们是有盼望的
I was thinking today of something and I thought oh when I get to heaven I want to see Jesus I want to see Margaret my friend I want to see my old spiritual mother from AntiguaI began to think about the ones that I'm longing to see that meant so much in my life. Friends, let me tell you, the closer you get to the empty tomb, the more you look forward to that eternal life in Jesus Christ.
当我坐在那里在想的时候，我就想到说，如果有一天我到了天堂去，我要见啊、我的啊、最好的朋友，我想要去见我、属灵的母亲啊、这个不管是在里面或国外的这些已经在天堂的。你知道吗？你越靠近 越靠近这个空的坟墓，你的心就越靠近神的圣
殿。That's why we can sing because He lives.
那就是为什么你可以唱说，因为他活着。
We know about tomorrow.
我们不知道明天，但是我们对明天有确定，因为他掌管明天，所以我们可以啊面对明天。
Now remember what I started with. We walk by faith, not by sight.
记得我一开始跟你强调了，我们不是行为，不是凭着眼见，是凭着信心。
We believe all this, and I believe it with all of my heart by faith.
我满心的相信，用什么？用我的信心来相信。
Oh, I'm so glad he didn't say we believe it by feelings.
很高兴哈，里面没有说告诉我们用感觉来相信。
Our feelings are so fickle.
感觉呢，实在是不稳定的。
One day we feel good, one day we don't.
有时候很好，有时候感觉不好。
If you're having emotional problems, you feel terrible.
当你有情绪上有搅动的时候，你就觉得今天很糟糕。
Where is God?
那时候你就会说神啊，你在哪里？我看不到你，我摸不到你。
Because we're trying to go by feeling.
因为你想用你的感觉过日子。
But just as sure as the sun is above the terrible storms that touch this earth, Jesus Christ is still there. It's not our feelings.
即使是有这种风暴，你看不到太阳的时候，你可以很确定太阳还是在那里，对不对？所以同样的，你可以确定主耶稣他是活的主。
Then.We see the empty grave clothes.
我们看到这个坟墓是空的，而且呢，里面呢有这个本来是裹尸体的这个布呢空了，那个包的那个身体也不见了。
In that day, they used to wrap a lot of cloth. They would put in a lot of spices and things that they did. They had a way of burying their people.And just yards and yards of cloth.
犹太人在为做这种就是帮他们埋葬的时候呢，他们方法是这样，他们需要在这个尸体上面裹很多层的这个布然后麻布，然后呢还放一些香料。
And when Peter got to the grave and he walked in and he looked, and what did he see? The heap of grave clothes empty. Jesus was gone.
耶稣的门徒冲进去这个墓洞里面呢，他最吸引他的第一眼就看到那个布呢，已经只有布，没有身体。
What does that signify?
这个是什么意思？
He didn't need them.
不需要了。
For he was alive.
因为他是活着了。
He walked with them.
因为他跟门徒们同行。
He sat down with them.
他跟他们同坐。
He talked with them.
他跟他们谈话。
He ate with them.
他跟他们一起吃饭。
He didn't need the empty grave clothes.
耶稣不需要那些裹他的这些裹尸巾了。
And it sort of typifies the fact that he wants to eat and walk and be with us today.
这个意义是什么？是今天他很愿意跟你同行，跟你同坐。
He doesn't need the grave clothes.
他不需要这个裹尸的这个
巾。Because Christ is risen.
因为他复活了。
And the empty grave clothes says.
好像这一块裹他的这个布在告诉我们说，你的主不需要这些。
You know, when those ladies walked to the grave, they had no idea what was going to happen.
当这些妇女她们走向坟墓的时候呢，她们从来没有想过她们看到的情景会是这样子。
Not that Jesus didn't tell.
不是耶稣没有告诉他们哦。
He told.
他告诉过他们。
They couldn't grasp.
但是他们没有办法去想象。
And somebody that walked and talked with him.Heard him in person, couldn't grasp hold of it. Don't feel so bad when sometimes your faith shakes.
如果在那个时候，如果耶稣跟这群跟他很近的人跟他讲过，他们都没有办法接受这个事实的时候，你有时候心里会动摇，你的信心会不太稳定，你也不要觉得太奇怪。
They didn't realize the wonderful promises of that Easter morning.
他们因为他们没有预期，没有预备到说那个。耶稣被钉的第三天的早上呢，就在那个时候，会神的应许会应验，他没有期待。
They saw an empty cross, which meant forgiveness.
他们只看到十字架上是空的，他们只知道他们罪被赦免。
At the end of their journey was the empty tomb.
没有想到他们这一条路走到最后，是一个空的坟墓，告诉我们说这是一个永恒的生命。
Inside the tomb was the empty burial clothes.
那里面那个已经没有尸体的这些裹尸巾呢
？Which promised them they would have their close relationship with Jesus.
是答应你，让你确定说你可以跟主耶稣有一个很靠近的一种生活。
The wonderful thing, my friend, is this promises for us today.
最奇妙、最美的是这一些。这些应许都是给你给我的。
In Xiamen, I preached in a government church.
我在厦门的时候，我在一个政府的教会讲道。
And a young people service.
那是一个年轻人的聚会。
There was about 100 there.
大概有一百上百个人。
And I preached on the passion. I preached on the first part of my message.
那我把我刚才讲的前面的这个基督为我们所做的这个受难所做的呢，把那个部分讲给他们听。
The next day, one of the professors at one of the colleges spoke to Dorothy.
那第二天呢有一个就是大学的教授来他的太太来跟我讲话，是一个医生。
He said, I was working with this young man, but he couldn't see it. He couldn't understand about it.
他告诉我说呢，我对这昨天晚上来的一个年轻人，然后对这个学生呢，已经跟他讲好久了，跟他传很久了。
But he said, last night, after the service, he came to my house, his face was shining, and he says, I understand now, I'm going to serve Jesus.
没有想到在昨天晚上，他跟我讲的前天的晚上，就说呢，他跑到我家去，然后跟我的先生说呢，我今天要信耶稣了。脸上发光。
You see, when your faith reaches up and you live by faith and not by sight, something happens deep inside.
当你不要凭着眼见把你的信心打开摸到神的时候，你里面会有大有变化。
Christianity is not, as I've often told you, religion. It's the relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
基督徒的信仰不是一种宗教，是你跟神的关系。
He lives.
他活着。
He lives in my heart.
他在我的心里面活着。
He lives in your heart.
他在你的心里面活着。
He works in our lives.
他在你的生命中做工。
He wants to be close to us.
他要靠近你。
He wants us to be what he wants us to be.
他要你成为他要期待中成为的那样的人。
He loves it when we please him.
他喜欢你讨他的欢心。
He loves it when we love him above everything.
如果你爱他胜过一切，会让神非
常的欢喜。For this is what he has made us for.
因为我们就是这样被造的，就是因为这个原因被造的。
Oh, that we can grasp hold of the truth.
但愿我们抓住持守这个真理。
If I confess my sins, he's faithful and just to forgive me, and he can do it.
只要我愿意承认我是一个罪人。然后他是现实是公义的，他要赦免而且洁净我的罪。
Millions have come to the cross.
我愿意到十字架来。到十字架前面来的时候，他改变了我的生命。
On the way to church this morning, I was listening to the testimony of about 7 women who had some real hard things in their lives, but all with a change that Jesus had brought in their lives.
今天早上我一路开车来的时候，听收音机里面有几个人在做见证。他们都提到说怎么样，耶稣怎么改变他们的生命。
Last year there came a woman in China. She came to the hotel room.
那
her heart was really very heavy.
Last year. 去年呢，有一个妇女呢到我们的住的旅馆来，然后心里面很沉重。
We began to talk to her.
我们就开始跟她谈。
She was a very beautiful.
她是一个很美丽的一个妇女。
She worked for a finance company. She had a good job.
就是经济方面的，就是这种好像钱财方面的一个公司上班，非常好的一个工作。
This year she drove me around in the Mercedes Benz. You know that she has a good job.
她今年呢，她来接我们的时候呢，用一部那种奥迪的。奔宾士的哈。
You see, I know you know too much difference in high-priced cars.
哦，那个很大很舒服的一部车哈，这个宾士的车呢来带我们。
But last year she gave her heart to Jesus.
因为在去年的时候，她把她的心给了主。
She was baptized.
她受洗了。
When I went back this year, she came along with another girl.
今年她跟着另外一个姊妹过来。
And she said, "I'm so happy."
她说我现在很喜乐。
She said, "I've had one of the worst years in my life."
但是呢，没有想到去年是他最难的一年。但是呢，他有主，他很喜乐。
Oh, my friends, there's something wonderful about knowing the reality what he has done for us.
如果你这个认识
，accepting it in our lives, and then trying to please.
你认识主跟你的关系，然后你虽然经历一些人生的过程，然后你尽力的靠着他，而且愿意讨他欢心，是最美的。
This is the wonderful promises of Easter.
这个是复活节最好最棒的一个应许，答应我们。我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we trust that as the Holy Spirit speaks to hearts this morning,
主啊，我相信今天早上圣灵对我们的心说话。
That there will be in their hearts that faith to believe what you have done.
愿我们的信心真的领受，相信你所为我们做
的。To allow you to pay for their penalty.
愿我们容许你来付出赎价，帮我们赎回。
Speak to us this morning.
对我们说话。
Speak to our hearts.
对我们的心里面来说话。
Make this a different Easter.
愿这个复活节对我们的人生是一个啊改变我们的一个转捩点。
As we have our heads bowed,
我们现在仍然低着头。
I want you to look deep in your own heart.
我们好不好来省思自己的心的深处？
Have you accepted these wonderful promises?
你已经接受领受的神要给你的这样的那么美的应许吗？
Are you walking today by faith and not sight?
你每一天是不是凭着信心而不凭眼见过日子呢？
He bought you back from Satan.
他已经把你从魔鬼的手中买赎了回来。
He became your substitute.
他代替你的罪为你死了。
He reconciled you to God.
他已经把你跟天父让你们复合了。
He brought us eternal life.
他已经把永生给了你。
And he's never left us.
从来不离开我们。
He's with us always.
他永远的跟我们在一起。
I wonder if there's anyone this morning.
如果今天早上
they would like to say, I want to believe.
有人说，我今天早上我愿意用我的相信，我的信心来相信这些。
I do believe.
我真的相信。
I believe that Jesus did this for me.
我相信耶稣为我做了这一切。
That I was a sinner, but He came.
我曾经是一个罪人，但是因为他来就救了我。
Changing my life.
改变我的生命。
Giving me something to live for.
好让我活着有目标。
Oh Father,
天父。
I wonder if there's anyone this morning.
神帮助我们，如果当中有人。今天特别在复活节的信息里面明白耶稣为我们所做的，你说我要相信，我要领受，我不再凭着眼见或印证，我愿意相信。如果你有这样的朋友，好不好，你轻轻地举起你的手，等于说你在对神说话，请放下来。感谢主，感谢主。
Hallelujah, I believe.
感谢主，你举起手对神说，主啊，我相信，我相信，请放下来。感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，我们相信复活的主，而且你相信他是为你在十字架上，用你的信心来依靠他，
Just to please him.
然后尽力的讨他的欢心。
Truly.It makes life worth living.
这样的话，你的生命会非常的有意义，活得有价值。
Thank you very much.
天父，这个时候我们在你面前，特别为这些举起手来的弟兄姐妹来祷告。当他们这么一举的时候，等于说，天上的父亲，我是你的孩子了。愿你当初宣告你的儿子耶稣的这样的一个喜悦的心跟声音，也来宣告他们是你所喜悦的孩子。我们知道前面的路不是很容易，因为信心的路需要经过考验，因为信心的路需要成长。但是我们知道我们走的是什么路，我们也知道我们的明天是在你的手中。愿主耶稣你的灵特别坚固这几位举起手来向你回应的弟兄姐妹的心，让他们一步一步的向前，跟着你，抓着你。我特别为两位早上已经在众人面前受洗的姊妹，
就求你复活的能力充满在他们的生命当中。我们谢谢你，荣耀的羔羊，我们赞美你，天上那被杀的羔羊，我们不是只有现在敬拜你，我们永远要敬拜你。从我们的心，从我们的行为，从我们每一个日子，我们都敬拜为我们被杀的羔羊。祷告奉耶稣的名， Amen。